Good morning, everybody. Wow. Good morning, and welcome to the first genuine tropical thunderstorm with Tornado Watch podcast. Well, maybe it's not the first. It's the first one I've done. And it's April 30th, 2005. Man, you should see what I'm seeing. It's like I'm out looking at the beach. I'm looking on the front porch. I'm going to like pull the screen back here. So it's like there's absolutely... I'm going to turn the light up. Hold on a sec. There. Oh, the TV's on. I need to turn that off. Let's see. Because you know why? Because that's like making the room like... And now it has this big blue glow. There we go. Now it's like totally dark. And it's pouring. Absolutely pouring outside, and it's lightning like every couple of seconds, and the lightning is out over the Atlantic Ocean, and so when the lightning comes on, that's what you see, is like the horizon. Of course, it's really humid. Oh, wow. Oh, here we go. Ugh, I wish you could see it. You can't see it, but I bet you heard that. Woo! That's pretty cool. Man, it's really pouring out there. It was a hot day. It maybe today was maybe the first like really summer-like day that we've had. It was in the 80s. Everybody was out at the beach, all the families, and there was a little sort of triathlon here. Bicycles and swimmers and runners on the beach. And then day's over. And nightfall, and then a huge honking thunderstorm. Not a whole lot to say. Here comes another one. So this is a big one. Oh, there it is. I don't know how much of this you can hear. Maybe not any of it. Here, let me tap the screen, see what's going on. Yeah, oh, it's coming through. We're just announcing the play-by-play out here, folks. There's no score in the game. Oh, there's a good one. Anyway, I wanted to do a podcast today to say hooray for all the artists, and I don't care, only three people listen to my podcast. One of them is my mom, and someday my little nieces and nephew will be listening, probably, maybe, to this stuff. They'll wonder what their Uncle Dave was thinking about, and they'll have a way to listen to that. There was another podcast not too long ago with a dad who was reading bedtime stories to his kids. And I don't want to hear any commercials on that one, I'm afraid. I love the idea of love between human beings and using technology to create that connection. And sorry, that just doesn't have... There's no room for marketing in there. I don't want that to be sponsored by Nike shoes or Adidas underarm deodorant or Toyota whatever. I think a thunderstorm is a good way to express our anger and the creativity that comes from anger. I mean, anger is a cool thing. It makes me angry when somebody comes in to a place, a little garden that we create out of our creativity, out of our excitement, our enthusiasm, our appreciation for each other. A little back and forth that you get when two people, when one person has a creative idea that fits in really nicely with something that somebody else was doing, and somebody comes along and says, well, I'm just going to take over that. Now I'm going to be the guy who decides what is good and what belongs on the airwaves. See, and that's what we were trying to get away from, and that's what we are getting away from. I wrote a piece a few years ago. Oh, there's a car going out on the beach in the middle of this. What a trip that's going to be for them. Wow. Wow. What an interesting idea. They were sitting around smoking a joint, and they said, hey, you know, let's go out to the beach and check out the thunderstorm. They don't kind of have an idea what they're in for. It's pretty cool. I wonder if they're going to do a podcast, too. Yeah. If we get a search engine, maybe someday Feedster or PubSub will figure out that we were both in the same place doing a podcast at the same time, watching the same thing from two different points of view, one in a car and one in a second story apartment. Overlooking the same beach, same ocean, same storm. So yeah, so somebody comes along and says, well, that's a nice garden and we better like get ready to put ads in the middle of that garden. And I go, well, you know, you can put an ad in there, I suppose. But geez, that wasn't the point. That's not why we did it. So why don't you come back later and maybe we'll figure out how to include you. And by the way, why don't you like ask if it's okay instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm just going to take over. And by the way, you're not going to make any money. And I'm going to make all the money. But that's okay because you do this for art, right? And it's true. But you see, I don't need any help with the distribution. In fact, we're in a really weird place where right now me, because I'm a little bit better with the technology than the marketers are, I have better distribution than they do. So this will get a little bit better compressed and the pipe will be a little bit bigger. And by the way, pretty much just a few people are going to be listening to this. It's not going to be like a great big proclamation of anything major and even very important. But there's something kind of nice about not even having to be very important. Just sort of say what you see and get an idea. Hey, that thunderstorm might make a neat podcast and, you know, production isn't going to be very good. But, like, who scripted the car coming down there? And they're just sitting there with the headlights on, looking out at the ocean. I hope they're not going swimming. That wouldn't be very smart. No, no. Didn't seem like that would be very smart at all. I think the storm is fading out now, folks. I think the heavy part is past. It's still rather pretty outside. You know, camera wouldn't do this justice. It really wouldn't. The camera would, you know, how would you know when to snap the shot? Yeah, I could try, though. The flash would go off, though. Yeah, I could try, you know what I could try doing? Making a movie. Maybe I should try making a movie, huh? Now the question is, should I stop the podcast to make a movie, or would it be more authentic if I actually tried to make a movie during the podcast? Unfortunately, I can't ask you what you think, because I won't find out what y'all think until later. We're 8 minutes into the thunderstorm. I think I'm going to try to do the movie quite independently of this. But, oh, there's another car going out. Oh, this time it's a lifeguard truck going out there. Maybe they're going to tell the guy, this really isn't a very good time for you to be on the beach, buddy. Probably isn't. Oh, that one, we saw the lightning on that one. Oh, it's not. There's another tourist. Gonna have to check it out. Maybe it is okay to be on the beach. I think I heard somewhere that being in your car is the safest place to be during a lightning thunderstorm. That the, you know, if a lightning bolt is going to hit something, you kind of want it to be hitting something metal that's encasing you and gets it right into the ground and not into your body. Then I always wondered about the rubber wheels, because they are total non-conductive things. Yeah. More lightning. Oh, maybe I was wrong. I don't think it's winding down. So it's like a pretty... It's picking up again. The rain's coming. Coming in like sheets. Here's something to think about. Somebody actually did a math study on this. I don't remember what the answer was. The question is, it's raining outside. You're leaving your office and you're heading to the subway. This is in New York, say. And you want to minimize the amount of raindrops, the amount of water that hits your body. You don't have an umbrella. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it hit, whether you're wearing a coat or not. It's just how many drops of water hit something that's on your body. Question is, which is a better strategy, running or walking? Think about it. I don't remember the answer. I remember reading a thing that was very long and they were sort of waffling. I don't think they ever actually did decide which way it was, or if they did, I don't remember what it was. One thing's for sure is if you were out walking in this mother, you'd be getting wet. Yep. You know, just a little personal note, after having listened to the, I really didn't want to talk directly about the strategy cast, but, you know, there were really some great moments there in the early, and you know, we laugh about the early days of podcasting, but, you know, right, because it wasn't really all that long ago, but, you know, it was definitely a qualitative difference, right? And I just remember when Adam was driving in his car on the Dutch freeway, and I can't remember the guy's name, Raymond Port, that was his name, Raymond Port, and I listened to this clip a million times because it had the spontaneity to it that you just, like, you couldn't create it any other way. You couldn't, like, script it. It just had to happen, and, you know, Adam was recording his podcast and sort of rambling on about college radio, and this guy holds up an iPod, and believe me, you can totally get the picture of this just listening to it, you know. And Adam rolls down his window, and you can hear that he's, at first, he doesn't quite understand. The guy's up, and the guy's saying, "I'm listening to the Daily Source Code right now," only he says it in Dutch. And Adam says, "Hey, Raymond, buddy," and suddenly saying, something, Optimamer. I don't know what that meant. I asked Adam later, I don't really remember what he said, one of those. But it was beautiful. I mean, that was a little Godcast, you know. They joke about the Christians and how they do podcasting and how it's kind of like a Godcast. Well, there was God sort of getting in on the fun, right? I'm just going to put this guy Raymond Port. Like, there's only one guy listening to Adam's podcast in all of the Netherlands right now. I mean, how many people could there be at that moment listening to it, right? It couldn't be that many. And I'm going to put him right next to Adam in the fucking car on the freeway in presumably enough traffic so that they could slow down and actually have a conversation. And there it was on the podcast, you know, couldn't have scripted it. It was one of those real moments, and, you know, it makes me think that, you know, sometimes I think that was it always just about being commercial and setting it up so that the marketers could come in? And I mean, it never was that for me. I could give a shit. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I honestly don't think that they're going to actually be happy with the results they get here, because how the hell are they going to compete with a guy talking to his nieces and his nephew? I mean, you know, the whole thing about this is that it's real. It's people. It's not, you know, actors. It's not drama. It's not fake drama. It's real drama. It's a spontaneous medium. It's just for fun, you know, and we're taking back media, and I guess media isn't going to let go of us that easy, and they send us people like Raymond Port to remind us that we're doing the right thing, you know. But yeah, this is what we're supposed to be doing, and don't you worry about it, you know. Don't worry about it. It's going to turn out okay, and that's what I think. I think it has turned out okay, and I'm really kind of digging this storm. Oh, car is turning around. I guess they had enough. Headlights are pointed right at me now. I wonder if they're looking at me saying, "Wow, that guy's doing the podcast too." Or maybe they're spying. Oh, there's a car honking his horn. He doesn't want to get out in this rain. He's picking somebody up at the place next door. He didn't want to get out of his car. I don't blame him. There. Somebody's coming running out. Yep, getting in the car. Yep. Oh, more people coming. Ooh, they're having a little party. they're like excited about this weather, man. That's really cool. I wonder if Raymond Port. Raymond, what are you doing, buddy? Something, something Optimamer. All right, I've had enough fun for one night. Hey, so I'm going to New York. A little bit different there, that's for sure. I'm going to a meeting at the Guggenheim Museum on Monday, and then going for dinner with Robert Scoble and Steve Rubell and anybody else. If you're in New York on Monday night, 6 p.m., we're, you know, if you go to my blog right now, Scripting News, www.scripting.com, you'll find a link to the dinner. And come on in and, you know, join. Tell me what you think of this podcast. And I'll bring my Archos or Arcos. Somebody please tell me how you pronounce it. And I'm going to bring it. And, of course, I'll be doing a podcast there with it. So maybe I'll do more than one. Maybe we'll even get you a contract if you're really good enough. You know, but then I got this, like, casting couch I want to show you up in my office. And I got some cute little pastel etchings in my stamp collection. Okay. That was pretty cool. I don't want to go, though. I'm kind of digging the store one. Well, whatever. I think it's time. Okay, so today's April 30th, 2005. This is the Thunderstorm Watch Beach Podcast deal. Dave Weiner, morningcoffeenotes.com/RSS.xml. Hey, y'all take care. Stay warm, okay? Bye.